See?
If you go and look back, you find that most of these families out there were larger families.
Yes.
Than they are today. For two or three reasons. One reason is I have a neighbor that has 11 children. How in the hell would you send 11 children to college? I'm talking about the ordinary question. Of course, this fellow here, he's got a good job. He's a patent attorney for the Apple Corporation. And all those kids about through college now, they're not young kids. They're all, most of them, or half of them, are married. So, I mean, out himself. But I'm just saying, large families like that today, with $40 shoes and $19 blue jeans and $3 pound coffee and stuff like that for 11 people, runs into money, doesn't it? And 11 automobiles is terrible, isn't it? So, I mean, you don't have as large a family today as you had back there for economic reasons, one thing.
Well, can you tell me about the house, what it was like?
Just an ordinary house.
Maybe you could draw me a picture of it, what it looked like.
Just a regular house. All those houses were built. Just, if you go and look, in, of course, in the country, they're all wooden houses. They weren't brick houses. Now, my grandfather's house, the one that didn't burn, was a wooden house. The one that's there now, it was a 2.5-story house, and the bottom story was brick, and the next one, two up, was wood. And it's still there. But,
how'd you get from the first to the second floor?
Stairway. No elevator. In other words, there weren't any labor-saving devices. It was all done, everything you did. You milked the cow by hand. There wasn't any, milking machines, and when you went to the store, you either walked or the horse. You didn't have an automobile, and you went to New York, you rode on the train. You didn't fly out there, and people, I think the people were closer to each other. I think that you appreciated your neighbor. I think that you were interested in your neighbor. I think that you were, if he got sick, you went over there to see about him. Today, I live in a fairly pretty good neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood that houses run from $50,000 to $150,000. I mean, it's not exactly a palatial thing, but it's not a slum area either. It's not sort of a good neighborhood, middle-class neighborhood. Hell, I haven't been in one of my neighbor's houses ever since I've been living there, 25 years. We speak to each other, we talk to each other, we're friendly. I got a, on this farm out there, I raise vegetables and stuff out there, and I take them vegetables, I take them tomatoes and carrots and beets and so forth and so on. It isn't that we're not friendly, but in what you're talking about back there in 1915, 1910, you're talking about people depending on each other. I don't know whether your people were raised on a farm or whether they were, might have been the Coca-Cola people.
My granddaddy was a peanut farmer.
Well, he knows what I'm talking about. If you had a sick cow, somebody come over and help you. You didn't have a minimum wage then, where